Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Maine interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Claire. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit. Tell us what you've been up to.
So I just finished Because I'm Yours, which is my next release, and I'm working on a story. I'm actually working on a book that I started 6 years ago. Okay. I've had the cover for like 7 years. I'm dying to use it. Yeah. And I'm obsessed. I'm glad that it took me this long, because now I feel like, I don't know, now it's like, it's exciting for me, which sometimes it's not, unfortunately. Yeah. But this is exciting for me.
Oh, this is so exciting. Oh, it was so exciting. I just realized I've been reading you for 6 years, actually, because I read The Player back in the day, you know, yeah. Back in the day. I was like, I don't know what this is, but I'm like, I like this. Yeah. I was like, I need more.
Yeah, I love that one. I really do.
It's so good. So tell us about Because I'm Yours. What is the elevator pitch?
So it's a brother's best friend book. It's part of my mafia series. Mm-hmm. So he's in the mafia. He's in the like the earlier books are all like the friends. So you get to meet him at some point, and he's kind of like the jokester, and like he's always like laughing. So this book is actually, in my opinion, not even dark. I mean, there's things still are like there's dark scenes and stuff, but it's not really dark. It's really it reads like a brother's best friend. Mm-hmm. So which is like weird, but also like I like it, because this is it stays true to him. Like he's not like a dark person, he's not mopey, he's very much like, I know who I am, I try to be happy, I choose to be happy, and
So I got a question. What led you to, because this series you wrote the first book in 2018 and then revisited a couple years later, what led you to revisit the series? Because there was, I read that standalone and I was like, it's a great standalone, you know, right. Something's wrong. But
yeah, so when I wrote that, when I released that book, I had plans to continue the series at that point, but it really wasn't well received, in the sense that people didn't like it, but it wasn't something that people were actually reading. Mm-hmm. So because not that many people were reading it, I couldn't continue the series. I was like, I have to move on. I have to go to something else. Unfortunately, it sucks. It's terrible. But I hate doing it, because I was like, I was so excited about it. Yeah. So I stopped it. And then last year, I did like a TikTok, and a lot of people started picking up the book. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then they started saying like they liked it, and they were like, they wanted more. And I was like, you too, like, me too, like, so really, the people on TikTok were the ones who, like, made me go back to the series that I had planned, because I was, like, now people are excited, so now I'm excited again.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the power of readers.
I love the fact that power of readers, the power of TikTok in some ways, like, to where our trends have shifted, you know, but I think one of the things that TikTok has done is, like, it revisited books from 2016, 2017, 2018, old books, and try to realize, like, give them a new life, you know, so those, it's like the passive income royalty, like, oh my gosh, I really did the work, you know? And then they're like, and then realizing like, okay, we demand more now that we have read this. Now give us the follow up. You know, we want you to work now again.
Yeah, I love it. I honestly love it. I know like there are a lot of issues on TikTok. I get it. Like it's true. Like the same authors keep coming up. It's like there's no, you know, it's almost like people keep reading the same people and not like giving a chance to other people.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are being read who maybe wouldn't have been read unless it was for TikTok.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful because it's very organic. You don't have to, like, you're not paying for anything. Like, you're just there. Whoever likes it raves about it. Whoever doesn't says they don't like it. And yeah, it's very organic. I like it.
I like it. And so, talking about mafia, because I feel like in 2018 there was a little bit of mafia, but there was not a lot of mafia the way that we see mafia now in 2022, 2023, or like the past couple since 2020. What led you to go back to this world of the mafia world, you know?
Well, because I already had it planned, and then the TikTok thing finally pushed me over.
Yeah.
But back then, it's true, there weren't that many mafia ones. And if they were, they weren't really being talked about too much.
Yeah.
Which is like, I have this issue where I publish books that aren't popular at the time, and then they become popular later. And I'm like, and I don't know how to like revive a book. Like, I can't do that. I can't even market a book. Like, I'm terrible at those things. Yes. So I'm like, how do I even tell people I wrote this 5 years ago? Like, how do I even get them to read this?
Yeah.
So bad. But I love mafia. I love, like, I wrote a secret society series, or I still have to go back to that. But I love mafia. I love secret society. It's just kind of like, I love the whole, I guess, the secrets of it, really. Mm-hmm. It's like very, like, you know, it's in your, it's hidden in plain sight kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which I think is so cool. And I mean, I don't, obviously I don't like the mafia in real life, but I feel like in books, because they're mafia, you can get away with so much more, like so much more suspense, so much more, you know, anything you can really get away with so much if you put it in a mafia book that you could never get away with in a contemporary romance.
Yeah.
So I love that, because I like I'm a big fan of like suspense books. Like, I love suspense. Yeah. That's how I grew up, on suspense. So I love being able to like implement it in a book.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that you can get away with like things. So I'm like, you would not have in real life, like kidnapping, arranged marriage, like killing someone, killing your enemy, shooting someone at random. Like,
exactly. None of that. All those things. And I'm like, well, I mean, it's fiction. Like, this is not, you know, it's not real life.
Not real life.
It's not real life, so it's fine.
Yeah. So awesome. So tell us what you've been working on. Is this like a secret project, or is it something you're, you know?
It's not, this is the funny thing. I actually had released this cover whenever it was made, like 7 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever. And because I was like fully intending to like publish it at that time. Mm-hmm. And people have asked me over the years, like, what happened to that book? What happened to that book? Because the cover is really like, I love it. And the cover is very much like you look at it and you're like, oh, what is that? So a lot of people have asked me over the years, and I'm like, it's not, I'm just not ready. I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. It's a marriage of convenience, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts in college. So you see these people in college together. Mm-hmm. And the guy plays hockey. He's like a hockey star. And she used to be a soccer star in college, but then she quit. And he's like, why did you quit? Like, you know, you won all these awards. You were really good. Why would you quit? And that's one of like the mysteries of it. Like, why would she quit? And why is she the way she is? Because she's very much like antisocial. She doesn't want to like do anything. She doesn't want to talk to anybody. But for some reason, this guy is like fascinated by her. And it's like, everybody wants him. And he's like, but who is this girl? Like, why doesn't she want me? And that's how it starts. And then he just keeps, he becomes obsessed with her, basically. So yeah.
I need this book now.
I know. I seriously, it doesn't happen all the time. Yeah. With my mafia series, it actually does happen more often than not, like that I get so into the book that I'm like consumed by it, and I'm like, I need to just keep writing. But this type of, I say it's like magic. Like, mm-hmm. when I sit down and I write and I start like writing and I just can't stop, mm-hmm. it's like the best feeling in the world, which it doesn't happen often, but like with this book, it's happening, and I'm excited.
I am so excited for this. So exciting. So now let's have some book recommendations. Do you have any books recommend our listeners to pick up?
I do. I always recommend the same books. I always recommend the same exact books because I feel like, I don't know, these are the books that have stayed with me.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it's very, I read so much, and mm-hmm. not to say that those books are not amazing. They are, but they don't like stay with me in the sense that like I've read some of these books 13 years ago. And I still think about them to this day.
Yeah.
So one of them is the Bronze Horseman, the trilogy. I love that trilogy. It's like that trilogy messed me up. Like messed me up. And I don't like crying in books. Like I hate it. I hate when books make me cry, but I went into it blind. So I kind of had to finish it. And I was like, this book is so bad. It's like terrible for me, but I love it. Another one is The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah. Oh my
Another
God.
crime book.
I know.
That book is devastating.
Oh my God. And again, I went into it blind because of course. And now I'm like, did it make you cry? Is it going to be horrible? Like, am I gonna die?
You
Why am
feel
I
like,
reading so
yeah,
much?
the Nightingale, you feel like in World War II, like you're in the midst of war for the whole book, and then you're devastated at the end. Like the ending is just devastating. But
I
it's
know,
so good. It's so good. Everyone should read it, but it's so devastating.
everybody needs to read it. It's crazy. We cry so much, but everybody has to read it. But it is. It's a beautiful story, honestly. And I actually have been rereading books. So, and I thought about rereading that one, and then I remembered, and I was like, no, I can't. That's one of those things that you can experience one time. I recently reread Shutter Island by Dennis Lehane, which a lot of people love the movie. I love the movie, but the book is really sad, actually. And
You're giving us sad books.
the worst part is, like, if any of my friends hear this, they'll be like, you're such a hypocrite. You hate sad books because it's
But they stay with you because it make you feel something. It's like
know.
it invoke emotion. So you remember the book because it wrote evoke a bigger emotion, emotion that you probably don't do this normally when you're reading a book, you know?
Exactly. And that's the thing, like a lot of times you like me, I sit down to read a book and I really try to just get lost in the book, but I'm like analyzing the crap out of the book the whole time. And I'm like, oh, you know, how did they say this, or how did they move, or the dialogue. And it's like I can't turn that off. So when I can, like when I find books that I can turn it off, I'm like, okay, this is really good. Like it's exciting for me. Yeah, I mean the newer one that I read Before I Let You Go by Kennedy Ryan, which is
Yes.
so good.
Another one that's a little bit on the sadder emotional
Yes,
way.
yeah, her books are. I'm always mentally prepared for her books. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go into this and I'm probably gonna be sad, but it's gonna be fine. What else? I read Neon Gods by Katie Robert, which I thought was super cool, like super cute. I mean, not cute, but it was fun. It was a fun read.
It was a fun one. It's a fun Hades and Persephone, you know, retelling where it's like, you know, it's sexy and it's like, you know, I'm a bad guy. And you're like, no, you're a cinnamon roll,
Right, exactly.
you
It's so funny because I always say I hate retellings, and for some reason the Hades and Persephone ones I
know?
love. But
Yes, me
every
too.
other retelling I'm like, eh, I don't really want to read that. But I apparently I do like retellings though, because I actually read Hooked by Emily McIntyre and I enjoyed it too. And I was like, okay, this is good. But and I didn't want to read that one because I was like, no, they use like I love Peter Pan. Like the movie, so I love it. So then when I saw like the names and whatever, I was like, I can't read that. But then I realized like, okay, she doesn't. It has nothing to do with Peter Pan. Like it's fine. So yeah, so that one was good. But yeah, I mean, I think those are the ones that. What else did I read? Cross-Checked Hearts by Callie Mel. Mel, Callie? It's so cute. It's a hockey romance, college. It's a brother's best friend. It's so cute. I loved it. It was so cute.
I'm adding that to the TBR for sure.
Yeah,
So
it's really cute. And it's like sexy and I loved it. It was really cool.
I love this. So, Claire, tell us where you can find you online.
I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I think on Instagram I'm just Claire Contreras. You can look for Claire Contreras and I'm on Instagram. Facebook I rarely use anymore. I go into my Facebook group, which is Claire Contreras Crew. I go in there. And even that I don't do often anymore, but it's mostly because I've been so busy just like focused. I haven't even posted on Instagram. Like I've been so like focused on like getting work done. Because I tend to like overwhelm myself if I don't. And then, oh my gosh, I spiral. Like I spiral. I start getting like anxiety and then I get depressed because I haven't gotten it done. And it all goes back to I need to work. That's it. That's what it goes back to. It's ridiculous. So yeah, so I don't post often, but I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, also don't use it very often, but and even there, like I just post random thoughts. So
it is so good. So thank you, Claire, for being on the show.
Of course, thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.